Left on the floor, great feet from Williams. He tries to get on the outside of Jamie Scholl. Can he do so? Yes, he can. Scholl's got back. George Williams has got the ball down. Brilliant piece of play from George Williams. Saw the gap, hit the accelerator, got on the outside of Tompkins, puts the ball down. Hull should have scored at one end. Wigan have at the other. We've gone to the big screen. The referee's going to give the try. I don't think there's any doubts whatsoever. We'll have a look at the score in a minute on the big screen, but put that down to the brilliance of George Williams.
Yeah, that was a fantastic effort. He's noticed the FC defence in the middle at sixes and sevens after they had to scramble back from that interception, and he just looked up, saw a couple of back to the jerseys of the FC players, and he knew full well if he turned on the gas, they had no chance of catching him. And it was great to see him and Jamie Scholl fight it towards that line there. Neither was giving an inch, and I think if the line was another 5 metres away, I don't think he'd have scored that.
But it isn't, mate, and he scored it. We look on the big screen, TRY is given for the Wigan Warriors, and they're the fine lines of rugby league. There was a 3-on-1. Made plenty of metres on the back of the penalty. Really quick play of the ball, and Houghton's out of dummy half. Gets the pass away to Snead. Snead with a little kick in behind, looking for his winger, Tellenoa. Well, that's brilliant from Mark Snead. Absolutely fantastic. I'm not so sure Tellenoa's got the ball down. The kick was fantastic. Tellenoa's confident. What's the referee going to give? Another kick created by the left boot of Mark Snead. The referee's given a try. If it is a try, that's absolute genius from the mercurial Mark Snead. There's the raw, brilliant goal kick from Mark Snead. The best in the business by a country mile. Ball off boot, Mark Snead. He puts Hull FC in front for the first time. It's Hull FC 6, Wigan 4. Dummy half to Snead. Snead fires the pass away to Pritchard. Pritchard against the grain. Great tackle round his ankles from Bateman. Bateman had a second effort. Referee says no penalty. Now it's to Snead. Snead kicks across to that far side. Taken by Michaels. Gets well the ball taken away to Finua. Finua just brushes away Tierney. What a play from Hull FC. The kick wasn't the best, you've got to say, from Snead. It got to where it wanted to do. But it wasn't Finua this time. It was Michaels who rose above everybody and roll reversal almost from Hull FC's right edge. It was Michaels who took the ball and somehow managed to get the ball away to Finua. Finua up against one-on-one with Lewis Turney. There's only going to be one outcome there. A good big one will always beat a good small one. He went over the top of Lewis Turney, and Mane Finua scores Hull FC's second try. It's Hull FC 10, Wigan 4.
I think this Mark Snead's going to shape for a kick in his own half here.
Yeah, he's 2 metres inside his own half. It's not 50 metres, is it? Because the difference between 30 and 40 is 6 metres at best, so we're still bordering a 50 metre kick here from Mark Snead. So the referee tried to pinch a yard as well, did Snead, so the referee's pulled him back a metre. He's just off centre, isn't he? He's probably 6 or 7 metres to the left of the centre spot, so maybe a yard outside the left hand post. We've got the half time hoot has just gone, so as long as this ball goes dead, this will be the last action of the half. But Mark Snead, he's got one from two so far. 10-4, the black and whites lead. Can he put Hull FC 8 points to the good?
He's going to have to give this everything he's got, I think.
Yeah, he is. I'm going to back him in here. I think he'll nail this. He's, as I said, he's 3 metres inside his own half. He's got the strangest kicking style you've ever seen, but it works. Mark Snead.
Oh, he's got
distance
the legs.
Isn't a problem.
Wow.
Wow. Mark Snead, what a kick. Again from Mark Snead. He kicks a penalty on the half-time hooter. 12 points to 4 in the first half, Jim. Strong again. Powell trying to pinch one. He's over the line. I don't think he's got the ball down. He's going to be forced back into the field of play, is he? The referee's going to have a look. What's his decision here? Powell is going to look. Is he going to say no try? Again, Tompkins has a word with the ref. He's going to give a try. He's going to give a try there, the referee. Interesting. Sam Powell from dummy half. Hull FC will be disappointed if he has got this one down. Their goal line defence has been so good. He's got low, and again, you're not going to be able to change the referee's mind for my money from there. From there, he looks short. He looks well short for me, but we're a million miles away and he's given a try.
Well, on the line's over the line, isn't it? So as long as he's got the tip of the ball on the line, then it's 4 points. But I think that goes back to they've picked up on Scott Taylor's carrying an arm injury. He's not going to be able to defend at 100%, and they've really targeted him them last three tackles there.
Yeah. And again, this is where this rule's ludicrous, for my opinion. You know, you've got to have 100% proof that he's overruled. you know, he may not have got that ball down. You know, he may well have, but we've seen nothing yet that says that ball's over the line, in my money.
Yeah, there's no real strong camera evidence, is there? There's no real angle that you can see.
So we've got to stick with him.
Yeah.
And he could, and by the only evidence we've got there is that he's short.
He's got to toss a coin and hope for the
best.
But
he can't, can he? You can't toss a coin because the referee on field has given a try.
Well, it leaves him with no option but to take
the try.
That's
what I'm saying.
Then, yeah.
So the rule is ludicrous. The only scene we can see there is that he's short.
Yeah,
he's given
the
try. Because he has to give it. The crowd are booing, but he's got no option. The rule is ludicrous. Sam Powell scored 12 points to 8. Hull FC still lead. Game right back in the melting pot. Matty Smith under the post isn't going to miss this. The crowd don't like it. The crowd can boo all they like. The referee has given the call. The video ref has got to stick with him.
Well, that's it. There was the one angle to go off, and that was a 50-50 angle, and Ben Thaler seems to think that he's got the ball down and that's all you can go off. So rightly so, it's another 6 points.
Yep, and Matty Smith from right in front adds the extra. So we've got 15 minutes left, 12-10 the ball game.
I didn't know.
Lost the ball. Hull FC have lost the ball, and Gelling will pick it up. Not sure what happened there. Dean Hadley it was who took the carry, but Hull FC have got more defending to do. They're inside the 10. He's Wigan. Now the pass comes out through to Tautai. Tautai pushes away one, still going. Tautai.
Oh, wow.
Tautai scored. Big try for Wigan. Be interesting to see how that ball came out from Dean Hadley. But Tautai's over the line. Tautai's got the ball down. And if this one is given, the referee has given a try. This is the ball game for Wigan. No coming back from this for the black and whites. Brilliant play from Tautai. He's been very, very good all evening. He scores the try. We'll wait and see what the big screen says. No doubt for me, it's Hull FC 12, Wigan 14.
That just comes down to pure brute strength on Tautai's behalf.
Yeah, there's the line. There's the ball.
On the lines, over the line, so
yeah.
I think that's going to be given.
Yeah, and as I said, we can't... There's nothing there to argue against it. And as you said, just huge strength from the big man. He's got control of the ball. He's got that ball down. No need to look at that. Wigan have got 2 points in front. It's Hull FC 12. Wigan 14, kick to come. Matty Smith will have no trouble in banging this over. Tautai with a crucial try for the Cherry and Whites. The try is given. Massive point. We've not seen how the ball came out. I just saw Dean Hadley go into contact, came out without the ball. I don't think anybody realised what had gone on. And Hull FC fans head for the exits, and they're going to see their team lose. Do they deserve to lose? I'm not so sure. Do Wigan deserve to lose? I'm not so sure. But you know, Wigan are going to get the points, mate. Couple of minutes still left. Have Hull FC got something in it? I'm not so sure they have. I would love to see the Dean Hadley carry again.
I don't think there's going to be much time left on. I think Matty Smith's going to take all the time in the world to kick this goal. You get a minute to kick your goal, and he'll take each one of those 60 seconds.
Second effort from Sika Manu, appealing for the penalty. Powell to George Williams. George Williams then straightens up. High tackle in front of the post. They'll go for penalty now. They'll go for the penalty now. Matty Smith will add the extras pretty much straight in front. I'm sure of that. This will be the last action of that first half. Straight in front, Wigan are going to get the win by 6 points. Matty Smith from straight in front won't miss this. And it's all gone wrong for Hull FC in the last 5 minutes. But, you know, you've got to credit Wigan. They're going to get the win. And as I said, I suppose it's one of those games, mate, you can find a case and make it hard for both sides, you know, hard for them to lose.
Yeah, neither team have lacked effort, have they? It's just come down to a few crucial errors at crucial times, and this penalty now is a kind of a carbon copy to Tautai's try. It's come off the back of some tired defending. Tautai swatted his way through some tired defenders, and George Williams tried to step his way through some tired defenders and copped a forearm across his face for his troubles and got his team a penalty.
Yeah, and again, this is going to be the last action of the game. Matty Smith from straight in front is the hooter. So this is the last kick. Hull FC, they're going to lose. I'm sure these two are going to cross swords again. I'm sure of it in the run into this season, whether it be the semi-final or whether it be a final. Who knows? But Wigan are going to have a big part to play in it. Matty Smith is going to kick Wigan to victory for the second time here at the KC Stadium this year. Hull FC are going to lose to Wigan Warriors. It's been an entertaining game. It's been a very, very physical game. Both sides, you know, given everything they've got in the course, decent game to watch, and as a neutral, really enjoyable. But Wigan just about, you know, deserve the victory. They're going to go home with the spoils.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun trip home for Wigan. I think they were kind of a bit behind for most of this game, not just on the scoreline, but also in territory and field position, and they really ground that one out. That showed great toughness there and great togetherness, and eventually they just battered their way through this FC team in the end.